Voice of Indonesia's commentary today is on Indonesian citizens victims of human trafficking. Indonesian Ministry of Foreign Affairs repatriated 46 Indonesian citizens victims of human trafficking who were trapped in the conflict area of Miawadi, Myanmar. It was carried out via Bangkok on Thursday night, February the 20th. Regarding the repatriation, the Director of Protection of Indonesian Citizens and Legal Entities at the Indonesian Ministry of Foreign Affairs, Yuda Nugraha, in a special interview with Voice of Indonesia said there were around 6,000 Indonesian citizens who were detected as victims in almost 10 countries, including South Africa, Belarus, Thailand, the Philippines, and the United Arab Emirates. Almost all of them were deceived because of job vacancies abroad with the lure of attractive salaries and positions. They not only came from low levels of education, but some even of the graduate level. Reflecting on the victims of human trafficking case, Yuda Nugraha asked for cooperation from stakeholders in all lines such as ministries, institutions, academics, and the private sector to prevent and provide education to the public about the dangers of human trafficking and online scams. In fact, the process of finding work abroad is not as easy as many people think. Someone may have quite good abilities or skills in particular field. However, in this day and age, if you ignore technology and insight, you will be easily deceived. For this reason, the identification of companies or parties opening vacancies must be carefully examined. It could be that what the Ministry of Foreign Affairs detected from its representatives abroad was just the tip of the iceberg, while what actually happened was even bigger and more complicated. For this reason, socialization about the ins and outs of jobs offers abroad must touch all parties from the top to the bottom by involving academics and community leaders. In addition, education about the dangers of online scams must also be intensified by the government because this is where it all comes from. Currently, the Indonesian Ministry of Foreign Affairs has taken several actions. One of them is cooperating with countries that have been detected to see the arrival of suspicious Indonesian citizens there. Well, that was commentary.